This video is made possible by Skillshare. The first 500 people to sign up using the link in the description will get a 2-month free trial. Everybody watching this video lives on Earth, at least hopefully, which means that you know the Earth makes one complete rotation every 24 hours. The speed of this rotation is what defines a day. But what would be some consequences if this speed doubled to once every 12 hours? How would this affect our daily lives? First, it's important to understand that the Earth spins at different speeds depending on where you're standing. At the equator, Earth spins at a speed of 1,670 kilometers per hour. The farther away you get from the equator, the slower the spin you experience. So the poles are where Earth spins the slowest. If Earth immediately began spinning twice as fast, the first thing you might notice is a little bit of weight loss. Because the centripetal force of Earth's rotation is stronger at the equator, everything weighs slightly less here than at the poles. Currently, if you weigh 45 kilograms at the North Pole, you would weigh 156 grams less at the equator. With Earth spinning twice as fast, a person that weighs 104 kilograms at the North Pole would weigh about half a kilogram less at the equator, which is slightly more noticeable. But a much more obvious effect would be the length of our days at 12 hours instead of 24. Days being half as long means that years will have twice as many days, 730 days to be exact. So we would need to create a new calendar pretty quick. You'd have to adopt a new sleeping schedule in order to fit in your work and school during daylight hours. So instead of getting 8 hours of sleep per night, most people would probably be getting 4 hours of sleep, but sleep twice as often. If you're like me and stay up all night, well, good luck. Animals across the globe would also struggle to adapt their instincts, especially nocturnal animals that would have to hunt at night with half the time they're currently used to. Animals that couldn't adapt would likely go extinct. Also, hurricanes would be dramatically stronger. Winds at the equator would be deflected further eastward, and it would spin up hurricanes to faster speeds whenever they form. But that's not even close to the worst thing that would happen to our planet. The worst part about an Earth that spins twice as fast would be the water in the oceans concentrating around the equator and receding from the poles. The higher centrifugal force would pull 100 meters or more of ocean water from the poles here, and this would be wildly catastrophic. Almost all of Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela, Brazil, Kenya, Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, and Northern Australia would be totally underwater in this scenario, forcing hundreds of millions of people to move either north or south. Only the highest peaks like the Andes in South America or Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa would remain above the rising waves, which would form new islands out of what used to be entire continents. Africa would probably be split into two different land masses, with a few islands scattered between them, while South America would just be greatly reduced in size. One final reason that it would suck to be in the equator during this scenario is that the less weight experienced here would cause the air to be very heavy with moisture. The whole region would be shrouded in a very dense fog and would be subject to constant rain. Combine this with a super powerful new hurricanes, and the equator would be an extremely hazardous place. This means that the equator would be a significant geographical barrier between the northern hemisphere and what remains of the southern hemisphere. One final consequence would be at least a momentary loss of satellite-based technology like GPS. Geostationary satellites orbit the Earth at a speed that matches the planet's rotation, so that it can stay in place over the same spot on Earth's surface. If Earth's rotation speeds up, then these satellites won't be in the correct positions anymore, which means everything from GPS, TV broadcasting, as well as military and intelligence communications could be disrupted. The speed of Earth in reality is constantly fluctuating. 4.4 billion years ago, our planet spun at a rate of 4 hours per day, and during the time of the dinosaurs, it spun at 22 hours per day. Earth's rotation is actually slowing down every few million years because of the gravitational pull of our moon, and that slowing trend will continue on for billions of years to come. Earth's rotation probably won't be getting any faster in the future, unless we get hit by something enormous that we don't see yet. But then at that point, we'd have a bigger issue to worry about anyway. If you have an issue that you want to learn how to fix, like learning how to animate your own videos for YouTube, then you should check out the Mastering Illustrator class on Skillshare next. Almost 2 years ago, I created this channel and I literally had no idea what I was doing with animations. I didn't learn how to do any of this in school. I learned watching online tutorial videos instead, just like you may be trying to do now. No matter what you want to learn how to do, Skillshare is a site that concentrates all of these tutorial videos in an easy-to-find place with qualified teachers and a structured learning format that eases you into things. The course I'm recommending you check out now is taught by an actual design studio that has worked on artwork for Star Wars, Back to the Future, and South by Southwest. And the first 500 people to sign up to Skillshare with this link in the description will get a 2-month free trial to watch this course or any number of the other 17,000 classes in subjects that range from graphic design to video game development. A premium membership usually begins around $10 per month for unlimited access to all courses, but in those free 2 months, you could easily learn the skills that you need to start your new hobby or business, just like I did with this channel. So ask yourself right now, what skills have you been putting off learning recently? What project have you been dreaming of completing, but you aren't sure if you have the skills needed to do it? Why shouldn't you start right now and sign up to Skillshare using the link below? You have nothing to lose and a valuable life skill to gain.